church, he felt closer to God with his hands in the dirt doing hard work.
And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Saturday, January 18th at 7:30 p.m., at the Angelina Arts Alliance in Lufkin, Texas, Rhonda, Vincent, and The Rage will be taking the stage for a bluegrass show that you won't want to miss. And joining me this morning is Tracy Pinkerton, the executive director of the Angelina Arts Alliance, to talk a bit about this show. Tracy, thanks for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.
So in December, we featured operatic voices with Frederica von Stadt, and now we turn to high lonesome music and Americana. So tell us about Rhonda and her show.
Yeah, Rhonda, Vincent, and The Rage, very, very popular, the most really awarded and decorated bluegrass band in history. She's a fifth generation of musicians in her family, so Rhonda literally grew up in the bluegrass music business. And from an early age, she really dedicated herself to understanding that craft, and she plays the mandolin herself. I'm not sure if she plays other instruments, but I know she does play the mandolin. Yeah. She's got a great voice, too.
Oh, yeah.
And her band is just phenomenal, phenomenal bluegrass musicians.
Now, she is coming out of a tradition that most people kind of identify with Kentucky and Tennessee, mm-hmm. and I grew up in Ohio, and mm-hmm. I used to go over to Indiana where the Bean Blossom Festival was. That was Bill Monroe's original festival. But she's actually from the other side of the Mississippi. She's a Missouri gal, doing bluegrass the way bluegrass is meant to be done, and she also does some contemporary stuff on top of that. So not only are you going to get a traditional high lonesome sound for bluegrass, but you're going to get some other material in mm-hmm. there too that takes that beauty of that music and kind of expands the repertory.
Yeah, and she's also just recently recorded a gospel album.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we're going to hear a little gospel in there as well.
All right.
And so she's got a young dobo player. He's in his early 20s, who's phenomenal. And so maybe he's influencing her a little bit to take some more contemporary approach to bluegrass.
So now after this, we are going to be taking another turn, and this time toward the dramatic world, with a very touching play and a very inspirational play coming in March. And that is the true life story of Helen Keller, called The Miracle Worker. Can you tell us about the theater company that's bringing that to the Arts Center?
Yeah, we're bringing Montana Repertory Theater back for, I think, the fourth time to do The Miracle Worker, which is a classic, timeless play, inspirational. They're going to also do it for our school kids, which will be really a great story for them to, a lot of them, I don't know if they've read it yet, but in a lot of curriculums, they do read that book. So they're coming from Montana, obviously, and Montana Rep is one of the great theater touring companies. There aren't many around, but they're mm-hmm. one of the best. They've come here to the Arts Alliance before and brought Trip to Bountiful, Kill a Mockingbird, and Bus Stop. So this is the fourth time bringing them back, and we're excited. It's going to be a very, very good show.
And this is a professional touring, and this is going to be a well-done drama on stage. So,
yeah.
And truly, I think The Miracle Worker, out of American literature and American, you know, true stories.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you follow this story, I mean, you know, she was on stage with Eleanor Roosevelt. You know, she was a true American heroine.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the word is. So, well, Tracy, I want to thank you again for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
That was Tracy Pinkerton, the executive director of the Angelina Arts Alliance in Lufkin, Texas. And she was here to talk with us about Rhonda, Vincent, and The Rage, who are going to take the stage at the Angelina Arts Alliance on Saturday, the 18th at 7:30 p.m. You can find more information about this by visiting their website, angelinaarts.org, or you can give them a call at 936-633-5454. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
I thought I'd take a quick ride to ease my worried mind. But lonesome was the blacktop, so I pulled off to the side. As I drove into the parking lot, I couldn't believe my eyes. Oh, there's that pretty Jenny with that man of mine. And it's another heartbreaker's house.